Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hi, my name is Manesh Patel. I'm a cardiologist at Duke University, and this is Duke Heart on the Go conference coverage from the American College of Cardiology 2024. Lots of great science at the meeting, and I thought I'd give you guys a couple updates on some important studies and abstracts that we saw. One of them that I thought was important is just another sort of sub-study or a description from the Pioneer AF study, reminding you all that the Pioneer AF study is a study evaluating patients with atrial fibrillation undergoing PCI. And this abstract looked to see how patients undergoing that PCI who got rivaroxaban versus warfarin, which was the design of the study, did on the elderly patients. Because, you know, as we go into clinical practice, more and more of our elderly patients undergo PCI. And one of the questions is, you know, how safe and efficacious are some of these DOACs when we think about that? So in general, the reason that the subgroup I think is important is because our patients, as they've aged and as we do more PCI in them, it's not always clear what they how they do with their bleeding and MACE events. And so the study design is a subgroup of the Pioneer AF trial, which I'll remind you was a phase three international trial that randomized patients with atrial fibrillation undergoing a PCI to one of two antithrombotic strategies, rivaroxaban, as you dose it for atrial fibrillation, or warfarin-based antithrombotic regimens. And the key endpoints in the study included net adverse clinical events, and sometimes referred to as NACE, and that includes clinically significant bleeding and major adverse cardiovascular events. And the two dosing regimens of rivaroxaban in this trial, there's a lower dose and then the 15 milligram dose, they were shown again in this study to be important, and they importantly reduced some of these events that I'll talk about in a second. Now, the number of patients defined as elderly, which was defined as over greater than or equal to 75 years of age, was about 34% in the study, or 729 patients. And when they looked at the clinically significant bleeding rate at 12 months, a year after that PCI in this population getting the strategy, 21% had a bleeding event with the rivaroxaban dosing, and 31% had a clinically significant bleeding with warfarin. So a significant 10% absolute risk reduction, and a number needed to treat around 10 or so. So this reduction in clinically significant bleeding was consistent across the elderly patients, but also the non-elderly, making sure that we saw the same benefit for the elderly that we saw in the younger patients. And again, that was for clinically significant bleeding. But when you then look at net adverse clinical events, which includes our patients that have the clinically significant bleeding, but then the major adverse cardiovascular events, again, there was a similar reduction with a hazard ratio of 0.77. And the non-elderly patients and the elderly patients, again, didn't have an interaction. As you'll see on this KM curve, that these patients that had significant bleeding over 75 were much more often on warfarin compared to rivaroxaban. And I think this becomes important into our clinical practice because as we start to see more and more patients aging with coronary disease and atrial fibrillation, we'll have more of these patients having PCI and requiring some of these therapies. So the abstract concludes, and I think it probably sits with your practice, that if you're taking care of patients with atrial fibrillation, that you should stay on the DOAC dose, rivaroxaban that you're using, even if you do a PCI, and then just modify potentially how you manage the length of that, or if you're going to modify the antiplatelet therapy. But I would say importantly, you should ensure that you stay away from warfarin in these patients because the DOACs, certainly in this study, rivaroxaban, seem to have less bleeding and certainly have been observed not just have less bleeding, but similar MACE, if not less. So among both the elderly and the young in this study, there was a reduction in this net adverse cardiovascular event composition, which includes mostly clinically significant bleeding, but then also obviously the major adverse cardiovascular events. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you've gotten an insight into the update from the American College of Cardiology. These are insights from the meeting recently for Duke Heart on the Go, and I appreciate you paying attention.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Total CME LLC and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.